Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank and praise the Lord for this day. This is Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller, and I'm so glad that you tune in. I thank and praise the Lord for this day. It's raining, and I thank and praise the Lord for the rain, and I trust you do too. I just thank and praise the Lord that this is the day that he have made, and I don't know about you, but I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank and praise the Lord for the hour and the time that we living in. You that have tuned into this broadcast, we thank and praise the Lord for the host of it, but I thank and praise the Lord for the opportunity. I thank God for allowing us this space to share what he be putting on my heart this year. Last Thursday, we talked about, do you know your enemy? A lot of people say that when you're talking about the enemy, you magnify him. But when I talk about the enemy, I want to bring some understanding. And I'm going to leave that alone because I got a lot I want to share with you today, if the Lord permit. But we want to expose him. In Ephesians 6th chapter, Paul talk about we not wrestling with flesh and blood. I want to make sure you know this because we in a spiritual battle. You hear people talk about warfare. And we have to know how to wage warfare. We are fighting invisible beings, and we got to be able. And I'm going to give you some scriptures because you need to know how to identify your enemy. We have identity Christ in the body of Christ. What I mean by that is you got a lot of believers, they don't know who they are in Christ Jesus. They don't know since they've been born again what is their rights, what they have inherited because of the redemption work of Christ. And I'm telling you, ignorance of this will make you a prime suspect for the devil. In 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, he tell us, our adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. I want you to hear that. And like I said, I want to identify what I want to do. I want you to know who your enemy is, and I want you to know you, as a born-again believer, you have the authority over him. And I'm telling you, you can compare us. We are spiritually army. We are the army of God. I remember the late Mozzarella, he would talk about the army of God. And when I was younger, I used to hear the old saints, they used to sing the song, I'm in the army of the Lord. And y'all, here's a battle going on, whether you want to believe it or not. And I found out, whether you believe what the Bible says, don't stop the Bible from coming to pass. It don't stop God from fulfilling his promise. So whether you want to believe that Satan is real, demons are real, principalities are real, ruler of darkness, his different ranks of principality, whether you want to believe it's real or not, let me tell you something, it's real. You might not haven't been experiencing none of it, but I have, and I have had other people to call me about it. But like I said, as I talk about it, I'm talking about it because I want to expose this spirit that is motivating and influencing people. And Jesus was very much aware about that. And so we're going to talk about that, my scripture today. We're going to go in prayer. Father, I thank you now for this day because truly this is the day that you have made. And Father, I just want to thank you for the finishing work of Christ. I want to thank you for the redemption. I want to thank you, Father, for the spirit of reconciliation. I want to thank you through the blood of Jesus, through his coming, death, burial, and resurrection. Jesus made it possible that we can be reconciled to you. I thank you, Father, that every born-again believer that have truly received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they've been reconciled back to you. That sin nature been destroyed. And I thank you for it right now in the master's name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that will breathe over the airways. Those that would tune in, I pray, Father, that you will bring enlightenment and more understanding. I even pray, Father, that those that in spiritual battle right now, that the ones that Satan have tried to be a stronghold in their mind, strongholds in their life, even in their body, by this word today and by the authority in Jesus' name, I loose such ones in the master's name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. As I stated, you need to know that you in a battle. And Jesus talked about this a lot. I want you to go to Matthew. I want you to go to Matthew, the 12th chapter. We're gonna begin there. And we talked about, as I stated on Thursday, do you know your enemy? And I'm talking about a spiritual enemy. You know, we are spirit. You know, it's two worlds, the spirit world and the natural. And I'm telling you, you have to know how to bring balance there. You need to know how to operate in both of them. You need to know how to operate in both of them. And when we got cut off from God through the Adam nature, our spirit man was shut off. Our spirit man could not communicate with God because the Bible said God is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Some people don't have no mindset, or better yet, don't have no knowledge of the spiritual world, but they is so up on the natural. And that's something God had to show me years ago about the spirit world. I didn't have no idea about no spirit world. The only knowledge I had, you know, when we would look at TV, and we would see back ghosts and all of that stuff. But that was like, yeah, right, you know. It was, to me, it was like, maybe and maybe not, you know. Is it true or not true? But I thank and praise the Lord. After I got born again, God began to revelate things through the Holy Spirit. So in Matthew, the 12th chapter, we're going to begin at that 22nd verse. We're going to begin at the 22nd verse. I want you to see this here in Matthew 12:22. He said, then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. Like I said, I want you to see this because, as I stated, a lot of time, you know, You can read this word and you can get happy, you can dance, you can do all of it. But let me tell you something. When the reality of it kick in, you need to know. I don't hear people talk about certain things happening in their home. But like I stated, I'm not saying this to bring fear, because the Bible say God have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. The enemy is the one that want to put fear on you. He want to intimidate you. Now I'm telling you, I shared with you on Thursday in Ephesians, the second chapter. It tell us, Paul was talking, and Paul talked a lot. Paul talked a lot about the spiritual world. He did. Paul talked a lot about the spiritual world. And he talked about the physical, but he also talked about the spirit world. And Paul was the one said, and I'm going to share with you even that, Paul said God didn't want us to be ignorant of Satan's device. God don't want you to be ignorant of your enemy. I'm going to read this also. Excuse me. We're going to also read it from the Living Bible. There too again, because I want you to see this. I really want you to see it in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Yeah. I want you to see it. Because I'm in Matthew, the 12th chapter. Matthew, the 12th chapter. And I'm reading it first from the King James Version. And like I said, you're going to see here where Jesus is exposing the enemy. We see in that 27, in Matthew 12 and 22, he said, then was brought unto him one possessed with devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. And all the people was amazed and said, is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow doeth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devil. Now here, this man's sickness, his according to what is written here, it let us know that his blind and his dumbness, he was possessed with a devil. Now I want you to hear what I'm about to say. A lot of people don't realize, but demons can cause physical illness in human's body. I want you to hear me. Demons can cause physical illness in the human body. Remember in Luke, the 13th chapter 1, that woman that had been over for 18 years. Remember we talked about that? This woman had been over for 18 years. And when Jesus healed this woman, and they got upset with Jesus, and Jesus was saying, he said, because this woman was in covenant, or this woman was a seed of Abraham, she was a part of the seed of Abraham, and he was saying that seeing that this woman is the daughter of Abraham, ought not this woman be loosed, that the devil had bind this woman up for 18 years. And I'm telling you, some sickness is demonic. Now, some people don't want to believe that, but go read your Bible. I'm not trying to spook you because there too again, God do not want us to be afraid or be intimidated by the enemy. And this is what the enemy trying to do. Even now, a lot of things happening on the earth, and the enemy trying to bring fear. The enemy is the one that brings fear. The Bible tells us in Timothy, God said, I have not given you the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of sound mind. Most of the time in the four gospels, when Jesus approached people, he would tell them, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. And I'm telling you, God wants us not to be fearful or afraid of what's happening on the earth in this hour, in this time. When Jesus came walking on the water, he told them, fear not, it's I, you know. He don't want us to fear what's taking place on the earth. But like I said, you need to know that demons can cause physical illness in the human body. You can go to Matthew, the 9th chapter, read verses 32 and 33. Matthew 12 and 22, that's the one I'm talking about right now. I want you to know this. Now listen. I'm not saying all, but I'm just telling you some can. Although not all sickness and disease are not the result of evil spirit. I want you to know not all sickness and disease, but some is demonic related. And that's why it's so, y'all, I'm telling you, when God delivered us through the redemption work of Christ, that's a blessing. But there too, again, you need to get in the Word and read the Word and find out, okay? Now, we're going to continue to read. I'm in Matthew 12. I'm at the 24th verse. I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, but when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow do not cast thy devil, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devil. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation in every city. And y'all, we got to realize too, it's only two races of people, the believers and the unbelievers. It's two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. These are things that we need to know. Okay? See, the Bible tells us that out of all you get understanding, right? The Bible also tells us in Proverbs in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, it tells us, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who get understanding. Wisdom without understanding is just information. We need, and that's why it's so important. And what I'm sharing with you, I'm talking about Christianity as a lifestyle. Serving God is not just on a Sunday or just on certain days of the week. I remember when I was growing up, I used to hear people say, if I get mad, I'm going to put my religion down and pick it up. You cannot do that. You either born again or you're not born again. You either don't accept Jesus, your Lord and Savior, you haven't accepted him. But you cannot be picking him up and putting him down. It's a lifestyle. It's a commitment. It's a devotion to the things of God. But as I stated, you need wisdom. The Bible tells us that wisdom beget wisdom. The ear of the wise seek knowledge. That's Proverbs 18 and 15. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 12 and 15, the wise man listens to advice. Now, these are just some of the scripture talking about wisdom because I'm telling you, it is so important. Okay? But like I said, I want to let you know that what the scripture is saying, in Jesus right here, he is revealing to them about the kingdom of Satan. He was saying it was the devil that caused this man to be blind and dumb. Ain't that something? He said he was saying he was possessed of the devil. He said Jesus healed him. And the blind and the dumb both spake and saw. Ain't that something? But like I said, here go the Pharisees. They were always, but really they were being influenced by the devil. They were always trying to trip Jesus up. See, that's one thing I learned. The enemy don't want you and I to know that it's him when he's doing certain things to or causing things. He mostly attack your mind. He inject all kind of thoughts in your mind. Okay, I want to continue reading. That 25th verse is that in Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself and brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judge. Now listen what he said. Look at the 28th verse. But if I cast out devil by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God have come unto you. Well, listen, because of the redemption work of Christ, the kingdom of God is here. It's in the born-again believer. Joy, power in the Holy Spirit. It's in us. You need to know that, my brother and my sister. If you are born again believer, the kingdom of God is resided on the inside of you in person of the Holy Spirit. You the one have the authority. That's why it's so important that you need to read your word. You know, now some people, they magnify it, you know, what's happening on earth. It's just a lot of violence. It's a lot of evil. I agree with you. But listen, you as a born-again believer, we do not have to withdraw and go somewhere and lock up. Now, rightly divide what I'm saying. Yes, God wants you to keep your doors locked. God wants you to use wisdom. But you do not have to be afraid of these demonic activity or what the devil doing in these evil days. You have the authority to come against it. If it's in your home, if it's your children or whatever, if you know that they've been influenced by the devil, you can take authority over that spirit. As I say a lot of times, you don't have authority over that person's will, but you have authority over that evil spirit. You know, a lot of times, yes, I'm a prophet, but listen, one of the personality of a prophet, we is to point you to God. We want to see you walk in the things of God. We want you to know what God said. We do more than prophesy. You need to know that. We do more than giving you a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom. We want you. God wants your spiritual eyes to come open so you will know. God wants you to be able to be able to see things from the spirit realm as well as from the natural realm, God, the physical realm. God wants you to know these things. And that's why I love what Jesus is doing here. Then look at the 29th verse. It said, or else how can one enter to a strong man's house and spoil his good except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. He that is not with, now let me stop at the 29th verse. You see, Satan is a weaker force. I want you to hear me. He been defeated. The Bible tells us that Jesus fought the principality. But listen, if you as a born-again believer don't have this knowledge and this understanding to know your right or your authority over the evil force, guess what? He gonna play with you. The enemy is not one to be taken lightly. I had to learn that. You need to give him his tools back. You don't need to play around with it. I've been down that road. The enemy is not one. Satan is not one to be taken lightly. I'm no match for him. None of us no match for him, but the God in us can do it. I boast in the Lord. Prophet Miller by herself, I'm no match for the enemy. He's not one to play with. The enemy hate us. He hate us because we are servants of God. We are sons and daughters of God, and he hates you. He don't like you. He don't want you and I to fulfill our destiny. He constantly assigning demons to intercept our destiny. He constantly assigning demons to interfere in our relationship. That's why you see the strife, the division, the bitterness, the hatred on this earth. All of these are signs of Satan's kingdom. All of these are signs that demonic activity is going on. But you ask them, and this is what Jesus said, or else how can one enter to a strong man's house and spoil his good except he first bind the strong man? If you got people just like this here, deep and dumb, this blind man, he was bound up by Satan. And Jesus was able to recognize what was going on, what caused this man to be deep, what caused this man to be dumb. Jesus understood what's going on. Luke 13, remember the woman that was bound? Jesus was able to recognize this is the work of Satan. And I'm telling you, this is why in Ephesians, the first chapter, I think it was about the 17th verse, that's why we have to pray as born-again believers, even with sickness and disease. You need to pray and ask the Lord, okay, God, what's behind this? What's causing this sin? Well, is this a spirit? Is this something that I need to cash out? In St. Mark, the 16th chapter, it said, these signs will follow them that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. I'm telling you, every sickness, some of these sickness that people is dealing with, it's demonic. It's Satan sent. Now, like I said, some people don't want to hear that, but I'm telling you the truth. You need to say, God, what spirit behind that? Any man like wisdom, let him ask God. And there's nothing wrong with that. God don't want you to be ignorant of Satan's device. Now, like I said, I don't believe it's a demon behind every doormat, but I do believe that demonic spirits do have assignment to whether you save or not save. I believe that. And I base it on what the word say. Amen. And look what Jesus said. Then he goes in the 30th verse. He said, he that is not with me is against me. And that's why when I hear people say, well, you know, I ain't saved, but then, you know, this it ain't no such thing as neutral. You either saved or you're not saved. You either going to heaven or you're going to hell. Ain't no sense in people play around with this here. Well, I just ain't ready to live right. And it ain't nothing but the devil. I'm lying to people. He lied to me. You get saved, you ain't going to be able to do this. And some people, they don't know any better. They don't have knowledge. They'll say that. And these are words of Jesus. He said, he that is not with me is against me. And he that gather not with me scatter abroad. Wherefore, look what he said. He's telling us right now, Jesus is exposing Satan, but he letting us know that the kingdom of God is more powerful than the kingdom of Satan. The kingdom of light is more powerful than the kingdom of darkness. And like I said, I want you to see that because you need to know this. Now, I'm going to read it from the Living Bible. Y'all know Prophet Miller like her Living Bible, right? Excuse me. It said, then a demon-possessed man who was both blind and unable to talk was brought to Jesus. He healed the man so that he could both speak and see. The crowd was amazed. Could it be that Jesus is the son of David, the Messiah? They wonder out loud. But when the Pharisees heard about this miracle, they said, no wonder he can cast out a demon. He get his power or he get his authority from Satan and the prince of demons. I'm telling you, you need to ask God sometimes when you see have sickness and I'm being a little repetitive. God, what is behind this? How did this come? I done did it before. God, what is this? What I'm dealing with? For years of my life, before I came into the knowledge, the understanding, and the reality of God, I blamed everything on God. Everything happened to me, I blamed God. God making me sick. God don't want me to have money to pay my bills. God don't want me to have people. See, I was being influenced by the enemy. The devil had lied to me. And then I began to read the word. And God began to show me, this is not me. This is the enemy. And you got a lot of people, they blame everything on God because of ignorance. The Bible tells us in Hosea 4:6, you know, you hear me say it many times, my people destroy for lack of knowledge. Now somebody might say, well, Prophet Miller, I'm going through, I want me a good word. I'm giving you a good word. I'm letting you know, you, if you are born again believer, you have authority over the devil that shoots lies to you, stealing your joy, stealing your peace. The Bible said the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Bible said he that keep his mind on Jesus, he'll keep him in perfect peace. I'm telling you, you have to learn how to operate in the kingdom of God while you on this earth. He said, but the Pharisees heard about the miracle, and they said he wonder. He can cast, no wonder he can cast out demons. He get his power from Satan, the prince of demons. Jesus knew their thoughts and replied, any kingdom at war with itself is doomed. See, that's why the enemy trying to bring all of this. You know why so much of division in the body of Christ? Because the enemy know a house divided would not stand. That's why he don't want the saints to come together and work in unity. Oh, no. That's why I listen to that saying, this one trying to put this one down. And this one, y'all listen, all of us still like more knowledge and understanding. But we also, God wants us to be able to discern and recognize when we see Satan operate through a brother or a sister. Amen. But he was telling them, he said, Jesus knew their thoughts. And he said, a city, a house divided against itself is doomed. And if Satan is casting out Satan, he is fighting against himself. Because he said, Satan is the one bringing sickness and disease in this situation. He said, so now, if Satan put this sickness or this infirmity, made this man blind and dumb, well, guess what? Satan ain't going to heal it. Come on, somebody. And that's why I'm telling you, whatever sickness or disease you're dealing with right now after born again, but ask the Lord, God, what is behind this? What did I do to cause this? Is this demonic? No, I'm serious. You know, some people now say, ooh, she shouldn't be talking like, no, you need to know. What good parent won't their child to be ignorant? Well, God is my heavenly father. If you say he's your heavenly father, and he wants you to know what you're dealing with. He wants you to know what you did. And ask him, Father, what is the root cause of this? Or what is the root cause of this? What's going on? Any man like wisdom, let him out. Now, the Bible's account of all joy when we fall and die to death. But it also tells us if you like wisdom. Ask him. God, you know, I'm giving tithes and offerings. Why I'm not seeing the wonders of heaven open for me? Why? Ask him. God, I'm constantly dealing with this pain. God, what is the root cause of it? You know, so I can't ask God that. Who told you you can't ask him that? Those disciples was wrong. And many times they would ask Jesus a question and Jesus would answer for them. He didn't have a problem. Whoever told you you can't, that's not true. He's your father. What earthly good parent, if they try inquire themselves, they won't ask. Shut up. You don't need to know. Oh, Lord, help us. Okay, let me go on. He said, a city or a house divided against itself is doomed, and if Satan is catching out Satan, he is fighting against himself. His own kingdom will not survive. And if I am empowered by the prince of demons, he's talking about Satan, what about your own followers? They cast out demons too, so they will judge you for what you have said. But if I am casting out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God have arisen among you. Let me illustrate this. You can't enter a strong man's house and rob him without first tying him up. In other words, you cannot fight against Satan if you not stronger than him or have more authority, or have more power, authority over him. I want you to hear me. Don't try to be going around here cashing out no demons and you don't have no idea who you are in Christ. Let the Holy Spirit teach you. Get in the Word and find out. I shared one of my testimonies about when I first got saved. Every time I look around, I was being attacked by sickness, pain. And one of the mothers of the church revealed to me what was happening. I did not know that the enemy was the one that was attacking me with pain. I mean, one sickness after another. I was just sick. And I didn't know, but I was tired of it, not knowing I was ignorant, not knowing that I had authority over sickness, or over the one that was sending me. And at that time, it was Satan, the one that was bringing it. Yes, it was. And when she told me what to do, and I did what this mother, let me tell you something, we got some good mothers in church that ain't running around trying to get a boyfriend and all that. Not saying that's wrong, y'all. Rightly divide what I'm saying. We got some good mothers. They spiritual mothers. They established in the things of God. They got a relationship with God. But see, the enemy nowadays, he don't want to lie to the young one to confide in the old and don't want the old. See, that's him because he knows. You get with a mature saint, they can help you out in your personal life if you listen to them. Yeah, now you got some, you don't need to listen to them. I'm just going to be honest with you. But you, y'all listen, it's somebody living right. Don't let the enemy make it. The enemy, number one, he don't want you to get connected to somebody that can help you and let you see and know his trickery. Come on, somebody. He don't want you to connect with them kind of people. He wants you to hang around people that don't know no more than you know. So he can continue to operate in your life. But like I said, yeah, Jesus was telling us. And like I said, these are words of Jesus. He said, in that 29th verse, let me illustrate this. You can't enter a strong man's house and rob him but first tie him up. That other word, he said, you got to bind him. Matthew 18, these are keys to the kingdom. You can bind the strong man, but you got to know. You got to have some knowledge. Oh, I'm a born-again believer. I have authority. I can bind the strong man. And Satan, by the authority in Jesus' name, I bind the strong man that's operating. Some of you got, I was sharing with you also Thursday, some of us dealing with, I got unsaved people in my family. Well, guess what? I'm standing in the gap and I'm praying for them. I'm binding the strong man. That strong man, it could be addiction. It could be a proud spirit. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, you can bind up the strong man that's holding them captive, holding them in bondage. See, some people, they just pray these little petty prayers and they're not being affected. No, I'm saying, see, listen, in a battle, in a war, you got to fight. Paul said, I fought the good fight of faith. And Paul had to fight. It was demons. It was false apostles being influenced by demons that attacked Paul. Wherever Paul went, the enemy was constantly attacking Paul. But Paul was able to recognize and discern when it was Satan. Remember when they were going around ministering, this one was going around, these are men of God, but it was demonic. Paul got fed up with it. He turned around and took authority over that spirit. And I'm telling you, some of you are in your life, you dealing with the money. It's the money activity, but you allow to go and you crying out to God, God do something. But God done gave you authority as born again believers, but you don't realize that you have authority. I don't believe God influencing my spouse. I don't believe God is influencing my church, even on your job. Some of you, the enemy is keeping you. You're being sabotaged, the spirit of sabotage. I'm telling you, his different ranks of demon in the spirit world. Go to Ephesians 6 and read it for yourself. You ain't wrestling with flesh and blood, but with principality, rule of darkness, spirit of weakness in high places. The enemy got some people hating the people in the White House. Don't you know they can be being influenced by demons? And the enemy got you hating them? See, I hope I get there today. But one of the fruits of the spirit is love. The first one is love. Let me tell you something. Your faith is not going to be affected if you walk around here in strife and bitterness and hatred. That's why the enemy tried to give you every reason under the sun to get in offensive. Please hear me. Go to Matthew 18. In the beginning, Jesus talked about it. In the beginning, he talked about it, offenses, how powerful offenses is. He talked about it. The Bible tells us in Matthew 24 how in the last day many going to be offended. He said going to be many false prophets and many going to be offended. In the love of many going to wax cold. Y'all, we in that hour. This is good news. Somebody said, honey, I need to hear something to encourage me. This ought to encourage you to let you know whatever you're dealing with. If it's the money, take authority over it. You see, if you are born again, believe it, the enemy can't do no more than you and I allow him. Come on. But see, if you ain't got no wisdom, if you ain't got no knowledge and understanding, Matthew 13, I'm going to go to that in a minute. Well, okay, if you have your Bible, turn real quickly. I think I might go to Matthew 13. And even with some leaders, I'm sure some of you teaching your people, you giving the people the word, but then you look at a lot of them. Matthew 13. Let's look at Matthew 13. God, I thank you. Listen, in Matthew 13, at that 11th verse, Jesus gave a parable. When that 10th verse, he said, hallelujah. He talking about the word. He compared the word to a seed. And he was talking about the sower planted the seed, verses 3-9. But I want to start at, I'm going to read the 9th and 10th. He said, who have ears to hear, let him hear. And the disciple came to say unto him, why speak thou unto them in parable? Look at the 11th verse. He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given. Now, he was speaking to them to let them know it was God's will for them to have knowledge and understanding of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light. I'm telling you, it's two kingdoms, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light, in the kingdom of Satan, in the kingdom of God. Both of them, I'm telling you. And if you don't know this, you letting the enemy defeat you. God, I just don't know what I'm going to do about my child. My child walking in rebellion. They don't take authority over it. Bind it. Bind that addiction. Bind that alcohol spirit. Bind that lustful spirit. Bind it. I'm telling you, these are spirits. Hallelujah. Okay, for time's sake. Okay, we're going to drop down to that 15th verse. I'm in Matthew 13, 15. For this people's heart is wax grow, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed. Lest at any time they shall see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and shall understand with their heart, and shall be converted, and I shall hear them. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. He talking about spiritually, ain't talking about naturally. That's why Paul said in Ephesians, the first chapter, he would tell them, I pray for your spirit, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge, that the eyes of your understanding, he's talking about your spirit eye, come open so you can see, so you can know, get knowledge, get understanding, get wisdom pertaining to what God has for you. And then I'm going to drop down to the 18th verse. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth, T-H, continue, hear the word of the kingdom and understand it not. Then cometh the weak one, to my Satan, and cast away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the word of the seed by the wayside. He's telling you how the enemy is solution. That's why a lot of times you get some pastors, you got men coming to church, and they constantly hear the word. But before they even get home, sometime before they get out of church, the enemy caused some kind of chaos or situation to rise to steal that word. He do not want you and I to get knowledge and understanding and wisdom and revelation about the word of God. He don't want us to see. He want us to stay blind. Remember Paul said, if the gospel be hidden, it's only hidden to those that are lost. Because the God of this world done blind their mind. Satan want us to stay blind. He want us to stay ignorant. He don't want you to know that you ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. That person that the enemy influences against you, that talk about you, that lie about you, saying all kind of stuff, that's the spirit. They've been influenced by the enemy. I'm telling you. And that's why a lot of times you got to ask God, what is going on here? Why is this happening? Some of the principality spirit is Levana. Some of it is a Python spirit. Some people don't believe that, but it's the truth. And I ain't got time to go over all that, not at this time. But some of it, you got to know what is happening going on in the spirit world as well as in the physical world. You need to know. I'm telling you, you need to know. Ain't nobody go into battle in a war in the military and they don't first, they go through basic training. Why? They got to get acquainted with their weapons. They got to get a knowledge of who their enemy is, who they going to fight and how to fight. Come on, somebody. But you got a lot of saints running around. I don't know why God letting this happen. Why don't God do so? He did everything through Jesus. In the Bible, it's our man. You read your Bible and ask God, God, open up my spirit to eyes. God, I want to know. I want to hear. Hallelujah. That's good word. 19 verse. He started at 18. He said, hear ye therefore the parable. Now he explaining to you the parable. And look, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understand it not, then cometh the weak one, and catch away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed by the wayside. But he that received the word of the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word and anoint with joy received it. You ever got revelation, a knowledge, or understanding about the word? You get all excited about it. I've been there, done that. And look what he said. Look at 21 verse. First you get excited. That's just like, you know how some folk go in the church, ooh, child and pastor preach today. Ooh, awesome word. Not knowing that it ain't going to be long for the enemy going to come. He going to show up through one situation. He going to cause chaos or something because he want to steal not that word, the knowledge, the understanding, and the revelation that word because he do not want you to apply it against him. Come on, somebody. Look at 21. He said, yet have he not rooted himself, but doeth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Been there. How many of you done been there? I know you've been there. All of us been there. You go in there, hear that good word, get all that. Honey, I went to church. Ooh, honey, I got a word from the Lord. Ooh, the service was awesome. And if it don't happen that Sunday, the coming week, here comes some trouble. And if you sit back and observe it, based upon what we just read and read, you see the enemy come and stole it. Been down that road. I watch every time the Lord begin to pull in and open up my spirit's eyes about certain things. It don't be long. Now some say, oh, you have what you say. Listen, y'all, this is knowledge and understanding. And you, Jesus saying it right here, this is the way it works. Whether you believe it or not, I say this all the time, whether you believe what God's word say or trust God's word, it is not going to stop God's word from going to coming to pass. God wants you to know your enemy. He wants you to know how to combat, how to fight your enemy. He wants you to know you're not hopeless. He wants you to know, oh, I just can't do nothing with my child. You can do something. Listen, no, you don't have authority over your child will. Please hear me. But you do have authority over those demonic activities, those demonic that attacking your child, attacking your spouse, attacking your marriage. Attacking. See, I didn't know this stuff. A lot of this I'm teaching now. Over 30 and 40 some years, I did not know it. But then when I came into the knowledge of, then the enemy wanted to fight me. But then God had to show me, do not let him intimidate you, Ann. He is a weaker force. The devil been defeated, but the way that he acts, he wants you and I to believe he's not defeated. So sometimes they scratch out battles. And that's why Paul said, when you done all in the evil days, stand there. When you done did everything the word done told you to do and you done applied the word, just stand there and stand there with boldness and say, well, Father, I thank you. You watch over your word to reform me. Father, I decree according to your word, this weapon that been formed against me, it shall not prosper. Father, I decree and declare that this sickness is not unto death. I shall live and I shall not die. According to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, Father, I've been redeemed from the curse. Now, Father, if I owe my dough for it, then, Lord, you forgive. I'm telling you, this is the way you got to know. You got to know that you in a battle, and you got to know how to fight. We are overcomers. Greater is he than us, and he that's in the world. I have watched some people with certain sickness. They go from one dimension to another. First, they had this illness. Now, they got something. See, stuff like that, you need to be able to discern. You need to go before God. Please hear me. I'm not telling nobody not to go to the doctor, but I'm telling you, go seek the Lord. Be prayerful. Father, what you saying about this? I know it's been time God tell me. Son, he'll say, this is what you do. And your eating habit. And you doing the sin. Y'all, I'm telling you. I don't have all the answers, but the Holy Spirit have all the answers. And I'm pointing you to him. I'm telling you to inquire him. You can read the word for yourself. He said, yet, 21 verse, yet have he not rooted himself, but do it for a while. But when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word. And he's telling you, tribulation and persecution will come for the word. That's why some pastor, if you ain't careful, you get frustrated with your, I know I'm teaching in the word. What's happening? The enemy's stealing it. And the way he coming at to steal the word from them, they don't realize the enemy's stealing from them. They don't have no idea because it's spirit. And they don't have no idea the enemy is stealing from them. And he's using offenses. He's using misunderstanding. Come on, somebody. He's using somebody lying. He's using detraction. Oh, that's what he do to all of us. Ain't nobody exempted. Because you get saved, that don't mean you exempt persecution. No. If anything, you're going to be attacked more. But what helped me out the most, I found out that the spirit being that's coming against me is already defeated. And I had to learn how to fight back. Come on, somebody. Let me read that from, I'm going to read that 21 verse from the Living Bible. Let me see for how the 21, this is what it says, 21. Here it says, but like young plants and such soil, their roots don't go very deep at first. They get along fine, but they... But we as soon as they have problems of persecution because they believe the word, see, And that's why a lot of times when a person first gets saved, at first they be doing good, they all excited, and all of a sudden here come all kind of trouble, all kind of problems coming their way. Then the enemy start talking to them, and, well, you did better when you wasn't saved. You need to do this. And you, if I were you, child, if I were you, child. And, I mean, all of these thoughts he injected in your mind. But this one, Paul said, that we need to cast down every imagination and every thought that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. And I tell you, I thank God for Joyce Meyer. She had one, her book on the battle of the mind was a bestseller. And every now and then, I have to pull it out and go back and read it. I thank God for John Brewer. He got a book about the bane of Satan. It's talking about offenses. Some of you saying, why is she talking like that? Honey, I don't need it. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. If you go around here whining and blaming everybody and you don't, yes, you do need it. I need it too. Yeah, I'm the one God's speaking to, but I need this just like you need, because I'm telling you, we in an hour of great evil. Now, I say this and I keep saying the reason why I say these are the evil days. These are your situation and my situation. These are opportunities for God to show himself strong. But if you don't know who you're dealing with and you don't know how to fight back, see, God will fight with us. God fight in us, through us, and with us. God can take it and turn around. The Bible said, God, we know God calls all things to work together for good. See, the Bible tells us to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. God wants us to grow in the things of God. God don't want you to just stay in one area. It's just like an infant. You want that infant to grow. You don't want that baby just to stop growing and don't. You want the baby to grow. Well, it's the same way in the spirit realm. It's the same way in the spirit realm. God wants us to grow. God don't want us to stay in just one place. He wants us to mature in the thing, mature in grace, mature in knowledge. The Bible said faith go from glory, from faith to faith and glory to glory. God wants us to do that. And I'm telling you, you know, God ain't, you know, a lot of people prophesy to me. Let me tell you something. I had to learn this. God ain't never told you to live by prophecy alone. Some people don't understand. With prophecy, you have to do warfare because the enemy going to come at that word. Just like Jesus said, and these are red print. Hallelujah. Well, even at the 18th verse, I'm coming in. I'm reading from the Living. It's a now, here is the explanation of the story I told about the farmer sowing grain. The seed that fell on the hard path represent those who hear the good news about the kingdom and don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches the seed away from their heart. And like I said, the way he snatches is through problem. That's the way it happened. I remember when God first started, you ever not hear the message on love? And after you a mess about love and forgiveness, but like everybody, offenses, everybody talking about you, that's the enemy trying to steal the word. Your pastor ever done tied on sowing or giving money? And look like when they done tied on sowing, giving money, and you decide to apply that word to your life or be a doer of it, lack come, poverty come, the car breakdown, something happen in the house, you got to use them, that's the enemy coming at that word. You ever had somebody preach on healing or do some teaching on healing? Is God with you to be here and look like you have every pain, all kind of things start happening to your body? That's the enemy. That's the way he comes to steal the word from you. But once you get this, not know, devil, I know you after that word. I believe it's God's will for me to sow. I believe that every seed produced after its kind. See, the enemy, that's what he do. He use your problem. He come through certain situations. And certain, that's the way he comes. This is what Jesus is telling us. And Jesus even said, if you learn this parable right here, this parable right here will take you through life until Jesus comes. It'll cause you and I to be victorious. I'm reading from the Living Bible. He said, then the evil one come and snatch the seed away from their heart. The rocket sword represent those who hear the message and receive it with joy. But like young plants in such soil, the soil represents your heart. Their roots don't go very deep. And the reason why it don't go deep, they don't meditate. I have to, listen, don't just hear the word of God and don't meditate on it. When you hear a message, go back and get the scriptures and read it and meditate. Joshua, the first chapter, we need to meditate on the word. Meditate on the word. Ponder it in your mind. Father, you said forgive. Father, you said if I don't forgive, neither will you forgive me. Father, you said do good to them that do evil to me. You said I overcome evil. Meditate on it. Ponder it. Even open your mouth and speak the word. He said, but like a young plant, such their root don't go very deep. At first they get alongside, but they, as soon as they have problem, are persecuted because they believe the word. See that? That's how the enemy come and steal it. I didn't know this years ago. I didn't know it either. 30, 40 years, I didn't know it either. I'll just get beat up all the time. I didn't understand. God, where you at? God, why won't you do something? Then I ran up on Mark 16. Luke, I think the tempter at Lord said, I gave you the authority. You do something. I used to have a dream. The enemy beat me up in my dream. What in the world going on? Lord, where you at? And the Lord said, I gave you authority. And some of you whining to God, rise up in your authority. First, Father, forgive me for my doubt and unbelief. And rise up in your authority. Said, right now, I bind you. I take authority over you, Satan. Oh, yeah, now he'll try to put up a fight, but listen. Stand. No, no, you ain't going to do it. No, I forbid that. I bind that. Once in Matthew 18, one translation says, whatever you forbid, whatever you call unlawful on this earth, God call it. God forbid sickness and disease to dominate your body. God forbid your children to be addicted. Proverbs 11:21 said, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Whatever that child, whatever Satan attacking that child, you need to bind that thing and decree, Father, you said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. This is my seed. And I decree, I bind that addiction. I thank you for sending the perfect language through their past. I thank you for the spirit of conviction is arresting my child, because it ain't your will that they not be saved. It's your will for them to be saved. See, that's the way, faith come by hearing the word, but we release the word. We release the word. We release our faith with words. Your words and my word is so powerful. I got to come in. I'm going to bring this thing in, but I'm asking you, don't miss Thursday, unless the Lord tell me, we're going to continue with this, because I'm telling you, in this hour, when evil and all what's happening, God wants you to know how to stand, my brother and my sister. God wants you to know how to stand. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you again for your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that brought knowledge, understanding, enlightenment to your word in wisdom. We bless you and we praise you. Father, I thank you for those that have heard your word today. I release them to the Holy Spirit that he will continue, even after we get off the air, that he will continue to speak to their heart. He'll continue to revelate to each and every one. And those that being attacked by the enemy, Satan, I recognize it's you, but I bind you. I cancel that demon assignment against these peoples right now. Whether it's stress, even sickness and disease, I come against it. These are daughters and sons of Abraham, and they ought to be loose, and we loose them now. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet William Ann Miller. Enjoy the rest of your day.